Our third case of the morning is number 04-1329, Halladew against the Attorney General. Mr. Trace.
May it please the Court, again, Richard Trace for the petitioner, counsel. Hadi Halladew, who's a native and citizen of Niger, and filed a claim for asylum with the immigration judge directly I believe 4 years after he actually arrived in the United States. The basis of the claim, as your honors are well aware, is that he is a member of the Hausa tribe and that his brother had caused the death of a member of the Fulani tribe. There was some violence that ensued from that. Mr. Halladew was beaten up. His family was beaten, and he claims that he left the country on account of those reasons. The principal legal argument is that this, in fact, entitles him to asylum as a member of a particular social group. In fact, we can identify two social groups, really, in this case. One is the immediate family membership of the family of the brother who committed the act, and the other is, of course, the Hausa tribe that he claims he is a member of and afraid of the Fulani tribe.
How is this all persecution by a government or a government agency as opposed to simply a feud between private entities, two tribes?
It appears to be a feud between private entities, the two tribes, and not the government.
How does that fit within the strictures of the statute?
From the statute, the only avenue of relief available to the applicant is that he claims, according to his testimony, that the government is both unwilling and unable to control the Fulani tribe. There was some documentation in terms of the country report relating to the conflict between these tribes, and only his own testimony that he did not seek the protection of the police because he didn't trust them and that they were amenable to taking bribes most of the time and that he didn't trust going there. That really is all we have in terms of government action or failure of government action, perceived failure of government action. And that's the basis of the case, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Trace. We'll hear now from Mr. Nazaroff for the government.
Good morning, Your Honors.
Good morning.
Ari Nazaroff representing the government. Your Honors, we never even get to asylum because the immigration judge determined that he did not file a timely asylum application. And this court, the precedent in this court in the recent decision coming out in August 2005, Vassal v. Gonzalez at 417 F3rd 766, controls where this court found that it lacked jurisdiction to review the denials of non-timely asylum application and any determination that petitioner failed to show extraordinary circumstances. Likewise, petitioner didn't raise withholding or torture claims down below at the board. Therefore, he's not exhausted that. This morning, petitioners argued that his family is a particular social group that was also not raised to the board and also has not been exhausted. For the reasons stated in our brief, this petition for review should be dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nazaroff. Mr. Trace, you have five minutes, sir.
If there are no questions, I'll just rest on the briefs.
Very well.
Apparently not. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The case is taken under advisement with our thanks to counsel.